The following is a remix of Mike Shamiri's Music Collection, Episode 2.
Welcome to Mike Shamiri's Music Collection. In this episode, we'll look at artists' debut albums from the 1970s. Like the previous episode, there are 6 albums awaiting us. Let's begin.
Our first debut album is Earl Klugh, and the album is called Earl Klugh, and it was released in 1976. I like all the tracks on the album. Hands of Fire. Could It Be I'm Falling in Love? Angelina. Slipping in the Back Door. A Dave Grusin composition, which would turn into Serengeti Walk on Dave's Out of the Shadows album. Vanetta. Laughter in the Rain. Waltz for Debbie. And Wind in the Sea. The album features Dave Grusin, as I said, Lee Ritenour on rhythm guitar, and Harvey Mason on drums and percussion. Also Louis Johnson from the Brothers Johnson on bass on Hands of Fire and Slippin' in the Back Door, which he co-wrote with Dave Grusin and Harvey Mason. The CD I have also contains bonus tracks from Blue Note Meets the LA Philharmonic. The second 1970s debut album is also from 1976. One of the guys on Earl Klugh's debut album, Lee Ritenour, First Course. The album was recorded in October 1975 and features Dave Grusin, Harvey Mason, Tom Scott, Ernie Watts, Chuck Findlay, Jerry Peters, and many others. My favorite tracks are A Little Bit of This and A Little Bit of That. Sweet Syncopation, the theme from 3 Days of the Condor, Fatback, Caterpillar, and Wild Rice. A few of those tracks were re-recorded on Lee's 2015 album, A Twist of Writ. Wild Rice is the first track on that 2015 release. The first on First Course is A Little Bit of This and A Little Bit of That.
third 1970s debut album is by David Benoit, Heavier Than Yesterday, which came out in 1977. The title track leads off the album. Followed by a vocal track, I Wish Right Now Would Never End.
And I wish right now would never, never end. I wish the world would cease to spin.
96-132, which refers to the song's two tempos. Getting Outside. Los Angeles, the longest track on the album. Life is Like a Samba, which has a vocal refrain.
Life is like a samba. Easy come and easy go, that's what they say. Love is like a samba too. So be careful when you give your heart away.
And Seagull's Paradise. Life is Like a Samba is also available on a 12-inch EP, which I have, making the track 2 minutes longer. It's not often you hear David play synthesizers and organs, but he did plenty of that on Heavier Than Yesterday, especially on Los Angeles. There's some crazy synthesizer sounds on that one. Interesting thing about the liner notes is that David is credited as Dave Benoit. Also in 1977 was the Jeff Lorber Fusion and their debut album, The Jeff Lorber Fusion. I have this on both LP and CD. I got the LP back in 2007 and then got the CD re-release a year later from Wounded Bird. There were 10 tracks plus an 11th track on the original limited release and on the Wounded Bird re-release. My favorite tracks include that bonus track, Poppin', as well as Funky Gospel, Deva Samba, Refunk, which is only a minute 55, Liftoff, Chinese Medicinal Herbs, and River Winds. Jeff would re-record Chinese Medicinal Herbs on Now Is the Time in 2010, the first Jeff Lorber Fusion album in 29 years. The third debut album of 1977 was also eponymous, Spirogyra. There are 9 tracks on the album, 5 by Jeremy Wall, the original keyboardist, and 4 by Jay Bekenstein, the saxophonist. There are 2 ballads, Mallet Ballet and Galadriel. a crazy nightmare-inducing song, for me anyway, called Pygmy Funk. And then you have my favorites, Shaker Song, the first track, which fades in. Opus de Opus. Cascade. And the two tracks with Tom Schumann on keyboards, Mead. And Paula/Paw Prince. Paula is the solo piano introduction to Paw Prince. The last debut album from the 70s is another eponymous one, Pat Metheny Group, which came out in 1978. The original Pat Metheny Group was Pat Metheny on guitars, Lyle Mays on the piano, synthesizer, and auto harp, Mark Egan on fretless bass, and Danny Gottlieb on drums. These days, Danny is in Gary Sinise's Lieutenant Dan band. There are just 6 tracks on the album, and half of them are 8 minutes or more. San Lorenzo is over 10 minutes. Phase Dance and April Joy are around 8 minutes and 10 seconds. April Wind is a mere 2 minutes and 8 seconds. I like all the tracks on the album, but my favorite is Jocko, which is a tribute to fretless bass player Jocko Pistorius. I especially love the ending to that song. And due to the fast tempo, my second favorite is Lone Jack. There you have it, 6 debut albums from the heyday of jazz fusion, the 1970s. Until the next episode, thanks for watching. So long.
Thank you for listening to this remixed episode of Mike Shamari's Music Collection.